Each year, the Sustainable Endowments Institute publishes its Green Report Card, which grades universities in a number of areas relating to a school's sustainability practices. Indiana University's grade improved from a C+ in 2009 to a B- for 2010. While an upgrade, the score ranks IU ahead of only the University of Iowa among Big Ten schools and ties Purdue, Northwestern, and the University of Illinois. Spokeswoman Susan Pakin says IU's rating in SEI's survey improved in large part because the school created an Office of Sustainability and hired Bill Brown to lead it, pushing the school's grade for administration from a C to a B. But do these surveys even matter?
The fundamental question is it worth it? I mean, is it really that important to grade universities on how they are doing in this particular topic?
That's Paul Sullivan, an IU vice president and co-chair of the university's sustainability task force.
Sustainability is extremely broad, and so if you try to consider all of the different aspects of it, it would be a pretty large undertaking to try to do that.
Sullivan says surveys are typically filled out by someone in the president's or provost's office at many schools, meaning they become tools for forwarding an agenda with important people as much as anything else.
To be honest, I don't worry about it a whole lot. It's nice to show that we're making progress, at least according to that particular survey. I mean, it really isn't that important. We're really more focused on what we're trying to do. And since those surveys are done at a very, very high level, it's really just kind of a way that organizations have to get people's attention.
But Bonnie Benson, director of sustainability practice at Arizona State University, a school consistently ranked as one of the most green campuses in the nation, says the surveys are important. To a point.
We participate in the evaluation programs because they're important, and it's important for public to see that how many, you know, all the different many universities that are participating in sustainability and all the different efforts that are going on. But I don't really spend a lot of time designing my program to meet them.
But whether the surveys themselves matter to administrators is not as important as the lessons they can teach schools like IU, which are trying to foster fledgling sustainability programs. Susan Pakin of the Sustainable Endowments Institute says the IU Foundation, a separate financial entity from the school itself, could be more transparent with how it spends and invests its money. Breaking down walls of red tape, Pakin says, tends to open doors for sustainable practices and helps make the work of a sustainability office more effective.
You give the office a little more autonomy, or they're sort of under the purview of an administration that's a little higher up, so they don't have to go through all of those levels of bureaucracy. There's definitely more of a chance of getting projects off the ground and really being effective.
Paul Sullivan says changing the practices of the IU Foundation, which he says has a singular goal of making money for the university's endowment, is difficult and in some cases seemingly at odds with the school's green ideas.
The IU Foundation is a separate legal entity and we don't have any influence on what they do. So there's minimal initiatives we can undertake to change that. They've got a lot of privacy regulations that they have to follow for all their donors, so there are a lot of issues on that side that I'm not completely familiar with, but they're uncomfortable with some of this.
So while Sullivan and Arizona State's Bonnie Benson agree the surveys are somewhat subjective and in need of standardization, they also see ways in which they help push campuses toward best practices. Benson says it's important to take risks and try new ideas, all the while using national studies to keep an eye on the competition.
We don't want to focus on the competition. We want to focus on what's the purpose of the competition. And the purpose of the competition is if everyone keeps pushing the envelope, it'll get everyone there faster.
Where there is remains an open question. While survey compilers may see it as a destination, Sullivan, Benson, and others appear to see such judgments of sustainability more as direction down a path rather than an endpoint along it. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.